Call to order. I call to order this November 24, 2025 special meeting. Roll call. Present.
Councilwoman Gillis.
Here.
Councilman Thomas.
Here.
Councilwoman Dalbo.
Here.
Councilman Rainberg.
Here.
City Manager Mahoney.
Here.
City Attorney Wolf.
Here.
Acting Clerk Geiger. Present.
Item 2, City Council discussion and determination on the next steps in the Lennar litigation. Open a public hearing. Let's go to staff report and council discussion before citizens' comments.
Thank you, Mayor. By way of background, the City Council denied the final plat application for the Edgewater Preserve Phase 2. Subsequent to that, Lennar filed a lawsuit, actually a petition for writ of cert to appeal that denial. And recently, the court entered its order granting the petitions for writ of cert. By way of background, the city's land development code states that if the final plat meets all the requirements of the land development regulations and complies with the approved preliminary plat, then the city council shall review and approve the final plat. Also, under the case law, once the petitioner meets its initial burden of showing that its application meets the city's criteria for granting the application, the burden then shifts to the city to demonstrate by competent substantial evidence presented at the hearing that the application does not meet the city's standards. So the court carefully reviewed the record and determined that based on the fact that the city staff made a recommendation for approval and that there was unanimous approval by the Planning and Zoning Board, and there was also approval by the third-party engineer and the third-party surveyor, the court found that the applicant did meet its initial burden of showing compliance with the city's land development regulations. Then the court addressed whether the city then met its burden of proving by competent substantial evidence that the plat was inconsistent with its land development regulations. And the court stated that the unsworn comments of the citizen objectors who spoke at the city council hearings consisted mostly of opinions, speculation, concerns, and assumptions about flooding and where the water was coming from. The judge said that none of the lay citizen commenters were shown to have any technical expertise whatsoever about flooding issues, stormwater management, or the city's land development code. The court said that although the citizens had plenty to say about flooding in the area after the hurricane and other major rain event, no witness testified that they saw flooding from the Phase 2 property after the petitioner completed the stormwater retention ponds. The court noted that several commenters said they witnessed water runoff from the petitioner's property and water coming off the property. But the court noted that statements that rainwater has flowed or might in the future flow downhill from the property is not evidence of the property causing flooding. The court noted that the city's land development code does not prohibit water runoff, although it does require an applicant to minimize flood damage. The court noted that none of the citizen comments were related to any of the city's published criteria for final plat approval, and that the lay citizen commenters did not exhibit any technical expertise regarding the flooding and water runoff issues about which they spoke, and provided no evidence that the Lennar's application did not meet the city's published criteria. So for these reasons, the court ruled that there was not competent substantial evidence indicating that Lennar's final plat application was inconsistent with the city's land development regulations. So as far as future options, the city would have the right to appeal this ruling, but importantly, that ruling is discretionary. That means the appellate court does not have to hear it. They can simply deny it, not on the merits, but simply deny it because they simply do not want to hear the appeal. Also, on this type of appeal, it would be called a second-tier proceeding, And that provides a much narrower review than the initial petition filed in the circuit court. On the second tier proceeding, there are only two issues that can be appealed. Number one, whether the circuit court afforded procedural due process, and number two, whether the circuit court applied the correct law. So it would be a very narrow appeal. Another issue that would come up in an appeal is we would still need to try to get a stay of the court's ruling during the appeal. If a stay was not granted, then the city would have to issue the final plat, and then the appeal would be moot. And it's certainly not automatic getting a stay. That would be up to the courts to decide. Another issue is that Lennar has filed motions for attorney's fees. We have arguments against attorney's fees being awarded in this case, but it's unclear how the court would rule on that. These attorney's fees that Lennar has incurred could be very substantial, even into the six-figure range. And the city's insurance company has indicated they do not think that would be covered by the city's insurance policy, so the city would have to go out of pocket for those fees if they were awarded. Lennar has today made a settlement offer, and they have offered that if the city votes not to appeal, and the city then has Mr. Solstice issue the plat, they will not seek attorney's fees and costs against the city. So that's a pending settlement offer that's on the table. There's been some discussion about why there weren't photographs and videos entered by me into the record at the quasi-judicial hearing. But in a quasi-judicial hearing, a Florida city attorney acts as legal advisor to the city council and ensures that the proceedings are conducted properly and legally. But the city attorney's role is not to act as an advocate for or against the applicant in the same way a private attorney would. And that's because when the city council is deciding a quasi-judicial hearing, they're sitting as the judge, and the judge must be impartial and unbiased. And for that reason, it's not appropriate for a city attorney to be advocating for one side or the other and presenting evidence at the quasi-judicial hearing. So at this point, I am looking for guidance from the city council as to how you would like to proceed. And the motion would be, if there is a motion, it would be to accept Lennar's settlement offer, that if the city does not appeal, they will not seek attorney's fees and costs, and then the city would issue the final plat.
Okay, great, thank you. So before we continue, we just had a shade meeting, which was publicly advertised on the city council's website. Within that shade meeting, we discussed several options. But moving forward, you know, we always do what's in our residents' best interest. Each and every one of us take heat every single day, and, you know, we always do what's right for the residents. And within that, we had a lot of concerns. A lot of concerns was that water was just rolling off of the property. There was a failed breach that was already established and already stated that that had failed. It did cause a lot of homes to have water in some and around that community on 35th Street. And, bro, I'm not going to give up with that opinion. But the main thing that the residents stated is the fact that they wanted to feel secure. So to my understanding, Lennar has made a few changes, which is what we really wanted to begin with. We wanted to work with them, not against them. Unfortunately, it's already developed. It was approved several decades ago. I'm very disappointed in how all this has gone. But Mr. Mahoney, before we continue, council comments, could you discuss what Lennar has agreed to change or what they are going to do moving forward?
Yeah, of course. Prior to the final plat denial for phase two, Lennar had already agreed to reduce by 68 lots and create more compensating storage ponds. And then after the final plat for phase two was denied by council, They eliminated Phase 5 of their development and agreed to also increase more compensating storage instead of building in Phase 5.
So after we denied the final plat, they pulled a phase, and that will be for stormwater?
That's correct.
Okay. So who would like to comment first? There's no questions or comments moving forward?
No, I'm happy with the... I'm turned on here. Hello? Okay. I'm happy. We had a great conversation in our meeting, and we've all come to the conclusion that we got some things we wanted. Lenora did make some changes prior to us denying the final plat approval, which just means they were wanting to work with the City of Edgewater by removing 6 to 8 lots and then adding compensation for the stormwater, which is great. After the lawsuit, they also removed Phase 5, which is also wonderful. And I feel just moving forward, I would just like to see council do our homework, understand what's happening, ask important questions ahead of time, and when it comes time for a vote, follow the law. I just want to move forward knowing that, you know, we're competent up here and we're comfortable in making decisions that's best for the city. I'm happy with how everything came out, and I'd like to move forward on a positive note with future endeavors.
Well, I think moving forward, you know, Senate Bill 784 will have an impact on us to where we don't have a say in final plats now. It goes to development services, so I had that legal question as well, but we approved it before 784 was a thing. And Aaron, I think you're a great, great attorney. I think you're a great gentleman. I'm a little disappointed, but you stated your reasons of why you didn't give facts and evidence. And I just want to state that, you know, when I was first elected mayor, I wasn't an expert on anything. You don't become an expert until you have experience in that field. So I want our residents to still feel that they were valued and that they, you know, had some things that they had, I think, documented proof of that I see with my own two eyes of issues with that development. But moving forward, I just think with our current legal team and what I've seen with the comments that came out of this, I'm just not comfortable moving forward on any lawsuit. I think we have a lot of issues going on and that we need to look and see what has already occurred and how we can learn from those mistakes. But the main thing is that our residents wanted more compensation storage in that area. That's what they wanted to begin with, and they wanted to make sure that it wasn't going to breach, and it hasn't breached lately since we did have a few major storms. I drove by, didn't see any areas of concern lately with that development. That's all I have to say on the record, but I think it's a learning experience. I'm not comfortable with moving forward with the lawsuit. I'm willing to fight, absolutely, but I just think with our current, you know, legal department, which is coming up in, you know, discussion at a later time, I think that what was put into the record wasn't strong enough to appeal anything. So I'm very disappointed about that. But you know, they changed a lot with that development, so I'm very glad that they did. And this council always does the right thing and will always fight for you, and the changes were made that should have been changed to begin with.
Right. I think we did the right thing, and I would do it again because I work for you. But it's kind of disturbing to learn that the role of the city attorney, all that, what we just heard, we heard it in the other meeting too. And I made a comment like, so I guess one of us needs to be an attorney. Because it seems like everything that we do, I'm going to say it out loud, I feel like the state legislator here is just making it harder and harder and harder for us to do what we want. I'm going to say it again. I think I ran for this office to represent and help you people, and I feel that all I'm going to be able to do is vote on, can we have feather flags or can we have chickens in the city? And now I think there's something else coming behind us that is going to, like, take away our water rights. But I'll do it again. I'm not sorry for what I did. We learned a lot here. We're becoming stronger every time we have something like this happen. And I didn't want this to happen. I just wanted them to give us no runoff. And apparently they heard. They're removing a whole phase. I'm pretty impressed with that. And they're going to make more. I'm pretty sure that they're going to make sure there's cameras here and they're paying attention. I'm pretty sure that they're going to make sure there's not another breach.
I also wanted to say, and this goes to the Aaron thing, I wasn't really not used to these things.
No, when I read the report that came back on it, I was devastated that it said there was no evidence that was submitted. And I'll say it again, I'm not happy with that, because if we submitted it and the judge came back and looked at it and said he took the time, he saw this, and he still ruled against us, it just looks like we didn't put up the fight we could. And that doesn't sit right in my soul. I think that we should have got, it was denied because of that. So, but
yes.
I will say that I am happier with the fact of them removing phase five, because that was not told to, it was echoed kind of around everybody in that meeting. I never heard about that until tonight. So the fact that changes were made, I feel better about that with them turning all of that into stormwater. That's what we wanted in the beginning. We said, if you guys make changes, we don't want water coming off that property. This can't be the way it is. Councilman Thomas brought up, digging a canal and everything else. So there was other things that we asked them to do. So, I'm willing to work on moving forward with it as long as, is it in writing somewhere that the phase five is gone? Or from where I'm sitting, I want to, that is on the record somewhere that five, you're telling me this, but I want to make sure that they can't come back later and be like, oh, yes, we're going to do it anyway.
Well, they have not submitted for phase three or four yet. Have they, Ryan, submitted already? I'm sorry. If I could have Ryan Solis, our development services director, kind of briefing on the timeline with in regards to the Lennar project.
Good evening. They had submitted 3, 4, and 5. After conversations with Lennar, because part of the property is within the 100-year floodplain, we discussed adding, in lieu of having phase five, which was on the north side of Volco Road and the triangle portion, to add that in as compensating storage due to flooding concerns and to provide for that compensating storage for offsetting the 100-year floodplain. They are providing additional compensating storage on the south part, but phase 3, 4, and 5 will come before you next year sometime. For preliminary plat and construction plan approval. So that's under review right now. That's been under review about 7-8 months.
I thought phase five was pulled.
Correct, it is. It was originally phase 3, 4, and 5. They had pulled phase five. I just still had that nomenclature on it because that's how it was originally submitted.
So does that need to be in a motion? If we make an emotion to agree with this, does the motion need to have contingent on the removal of phase five? Or when it comes back to us, do we have this meeting to say you can't have phase five because you agreed to not make it? What is our recourse to hold accountability to that statement? It's right now up to Ryan to have his paperwork saying you don't have phase five. But how do we know that we're not really going to have phase five?
It's based on the engineering. So right now,
that's
the engineering has it
as well.
Baked in that it's a compensating storage pond. They don't have any of the road access. That was all taken out. It was going to have a right-hand decelerization lane. They've taken that out. So it's reflected in the construction plans. Obviously, when it comes before you, that's when you have discretion to approve it.
And those were some of the changes you brought up in the past, and they're adapting some of those.
Right.
Yeah, I remember you saying the turn lane. Okay, good.
So it is all hearsay that they're pulling phase five.
It's been 3 submittals now with phase five not being included.
There has been submitted paperwork without phase five on it that will be in front of us to approve without phase five.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, the engineering right now is not including it, so it would have to all come back in.
Okay.
Which would really throw the project in.
Thank you.
So phase five is just included in the last paperwork.
Ryan, can I ask a question? They decreased the lot size for phase two. For phase three or four, amount of homes. Did they reduce any homes for three or four?
I think it's about the same in 3 and 4. There might have been one or two reductions, okay. Unit reductions, but not that much.
No. All right, thank you.
They're probably just going to spread them out a little more. Or are they just going to have phase 5? They're going to have all the retention ponds in the phase 5 area?
No.
Or are you going to space them out a little bit different and intermix?
You have, it might just be easier. I sent Joe the email earlier today.
It doesn't really matter. I'm just thinking out loud. But yeah, I would think it'd be so better for them to spread them out a little bit.
Phase 3 and 4 is on the south side of Volco, literally east of where their entrance is to phase 1 and 2 right now. And that has protected wetlands, it has compensating storage ponds, it has the stormwater ponds. Really the big difference on 3, 4, and 5 was the additional compensating storage to the south and then also on the elimination of phase 5 to the north.
Councilman Thomas, did you have a question?
Yes, I wanted to echo what you said about we may have lost this lawsuit, but we got their attention. Because they're making adjustments to reduce the water going off their property by reducing the homes and more water retention areas. So really, we won. Because what we were trying to do is make the citizens secure in their own homes to make sure they weren't going to flood. So to me, this is a win. It's not a loss, it's a win.
Yes, most certainly. I just want to echo as well, our insurance is covering this cost for the lawsuit so far, correct?
That's right, yes.
And what happens if 2 years from now there's an issue, Ryan grants the final plat, there's an issue, what occurs then if we see any kind of issue with this?
There could be a claim on the maintenance bond for the subdivision.
And how long is the maintenance bond held for?
Usually 2 years.
Okay. Is there any personal litigation to then open back up for the potential of that if the bond is already granted after 2 years?
Potentially, you know, if there's a failure after that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, are there any further comments? And we'll open it back up to citizens' comments, but this time open to citizens' comments.
Mary Forrester, 1937 Edgewater Canal Road. And what you guys do with the lawsuit, that's really not my concern. What my concern is where do you go in the future? I did read the lawsuit, and it mentioned two things that Edgewater does not have. One of them is a water runoff in your, whatever you call it, the building regulations. The other one I brought up several times here and finally got an answer. You don't have a building height limit, so they can go up as high as they want. They're going up, what, 6, 8 feet? Now what happens if they go up 10? The water's still going to run downhill. The other thing, this concerns me, and people may not like to hear this, but I went to a P&Z meeting regarding the Park Avenue and Air Park Road, and my concern wasn't the flooding. My concern was the traffic. Because anyone, Diesel, you probably know, going back and forth to school, that is a crazy intersection in the mornings and in the afternoon. I live there. Traffic can get backed up, especially after school. There was a couple of members on the board that asked questions. One of the questions was, is there an intersection that's compatible to that one or near it? Air Park Road and Park Avenue is a cross street. It's a busy car street. It's a connector road for the high school, the middle school, the college, and a lot of people going from the new developments, Glenwood, to get to New Smyrna. When this question was asked, and I believe it was from Andrew Kovics, I don't remember, the comparison that was given for Air Park Road and Park Avenue was the driveway to the recycling center. Not even close, not even close. The other concern I had was the visibility going west since the airport was curved out.
Mary, I really appreciate your comments, but it's supposed to be related to the Lennar.
It is, and you'll understand why I'm saying okay. That. My other concern was the visual left, seeing the traffic. The answer when another board member, someone on the dais asked what was being done to improve the visibility was that the developer was going to donate 50 feet by 50 feet looking west. And it's like, I don't understand how someone can say that in a P&Z meeting for approval, that giving property that looks west improves the visibility going east. There's already two street markers there for deaths that have happened at that intersection. There are some really bad accidents that happens. So that P&Z vote was partially based on those answers from Ryan, which is going to bring it to you guys. Yeah. So I'm worried about accuracy of the information that's given.
Thank you for your comments and concerns. I think there's been probably, and Chief, you correct me if I'm wrong, maybe almost a half a dozen people that have passed away there, or at least had an
accident
within a month.
That was my concern. So now we're going to put up.
That definitely should be talked about. Definitely should be talked about. Thank you.
How's it going, y'all? My name's Joe Ryan, 2309 Lime Tree. I didn't know about the evidence not being put in until today, and that just kind of seems odd. I'm not going to make accusations, but maybe that should be looked into as to why not. But my main point is, you know, I'm sure we're not going to appeal because it'd just be a waste of money. But how do we hold them accountable? If it floods, if all this happens, how do we hold them accountable to fix whatever problems they do cause? They should be held accountable somehow. If all the plans go and it doesn't work, then we all flood. Because I'm tired of flooding, and I'm sure everybody else is. But that's all I had. I'm just hoping there's some accountability that's going to be in there.
Thank you, sir, for your comments. They're appreciated. Okay, back to council discussion. Were there any other comments? Well, I think Mr. Ryan had a great point. I think that the way that we hold them accountable moving forward is the bond. And unfortunately, I think that evidence should have been submitted. I understand why it wasn't, but I just think that there would have been more comfortability with the residents. But that's just my comments. Are there any other comments on the dais?
Eric brought it up. Are we able to include it in the motion?
I don't think you can. Can hear you, unfortunately.
Are we able to, Eric brought it up earlier, are we able to include in the motion that it kind of hinges on phase five being gone?
I don't think so. That was not part of the offer that was made today. I just learned of the phase five issue this afternoon.
But I think regardless, how about we do this? If we can't make a motion for that, let's give consensus. Go ahead to Lennar that, you know, you can bring it forward. We have the final say in it, correct, Mr. Wolf and
yes.
Mr. Solsis, that it would be a waste of time. Is there a consensus of that we'd rather have it for stormwater?
Yes.
Yes.
Unanimous support for that if Lennar is listening, that phase five will only be approved for stormwater moving forward.
I feel confident that's going to happen, seeing that the last three applications have been supported and submitted to Ryan. None of them have had phase five on it. The roads are taken away, everything's gone, so I feel confident moving forward that this is how they're going to go forward.
I think this whole mess could have been avoided if there was strong communication. Because to begin with, all we wanted was more stormwater, stronger in that area to make sure that the residents felt comfortable in their own homes.
Mr. Mayor, can I just In full disclosure, what disturbed me out of all of this was the opinion of the judge here. He made comments about people that saw things and had videos of things like weren't experts. So if I observe an assault, do I need to be a police officer to say it's an assault? Or do I need to be a biologist to tell you what a woman is? I find that kind of disturbing, folks. People were up here. He said he reviewed some of the testimony from the people at the podium, and they weren't experts. So I think we're in a position where there's a lot of things that we just can't do. And Mr. Wolf could have presented a lot of stuff, and I don't think it would have changed anything. It's kind of a sad day for me, folks.
Are you an expert council member?
Who wants to vote on chickens and feather flags? I'm ready.
I want to say also I found it interesting and learned something new that as a city attorney, he's not a private attorney that can go after. He needs to be unbiased and impartial going into litigation. So that's something I didn't know as well. So that's important to know. That is what he does. That is his job. And he's following the law by doing as he had done.
I'm just curious, is that in the ethic of lawyers code or how?
No, it's not an ethics provision. It's just the case law on quasi-judicial hearings and the fact that you're acting as a judge and must be unbiased. And so you can't have your attorney advocating for a position one way or the other.
So our attorney needs to hire an attorney to fight on behalf of us, report to you, but work for us.
Well, I'm just really happy to begin with to finish this discussion off. We're not here to talk about the city attorney's performance or lack of thereof, but the fact of the matter is that our insurance has covered everything so far. We have 2 years to go after the bond.
Right.
We gave consensus for phase five to not be presented to the city council and to only be used for stormwater expertise. They lowered the number of homes, and there will be more stormwater capacity in that area. Personally, I drive around after every single storm. I think the majority of council members do up here as well. I think that what we're seeing in that area is less issues. The issues still exist. The issues are still there, probably still flooding concerns due to this development, but I think that it is less than what it has been, and I'm glad that they're working with us. That's all we wanted to begin with, was change. All this could have been avoided if we had the proper management, proper attorney, and the proper skills needed. And I want to put on the record that mostly all this was discussed before our city manager took this position. The week of hiring him, our former city manager was in talks with Lennar, and I don't think communicated very well. So, Mr. Attorney, how do you wish that the motion read?
Motion to approve Lennar's settlement offer to waive all fees and costs if the city agrees not to appeal, and then the plat is issued by Mr. Solstice.
But just for the record, I'm never afraid to fight. I don't think this council is either. I think we still got a lot of changes. I'm just not comfortable with the legal team we have to move forward with a lawsuit.
But saying that, though, any lawyer we have sitting up here is going to do the same, I would imagine, unbiased and impartial.
Could be. I think that evidence should have been presented as well, though. Or if evidence were not presented, do you still have the binder of what you had with the names and videos?
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
So there was no evidence presented, but did you have your own evidence with the residents that spoke here with videos and pictures to present if they asked you?
I did not have a binder of that, no.
But did you have any pictures or videos by chance?
No, I did not.
You didn't have any pictures or videos of what was presented at the meeting? Of the residents that got up and spoke?
No, I did not.
All right.
Again, I think the lawyer's job is to be unbiased and impartial. And
yeah. Well, that'll come up in January.
Yes, it will.
Okay, is there a motion to accept?
Make a motion to accept Lennar's settlement offer. They will not seek Edgewater's to pay the lawyer's fees. We will not appeal. And the city, the final plat approval will go to Mr. Solstice for approval.
Is there a second?
Second, Rainbird.
Roll call.
Mayor DePue?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gillis?
Yes.
Councilman Thomas?
Yes.
Councilwoman Dahlbo?
Yes.
Councilman Rainberg?
Yes.
We are adjourned.